好，今天我们看箴言书第九章第十节。
Today we will be looking at Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
箴言第九章第十节。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
中文圣经在775面。
If you have the English Bible, it will be page 454.
箴言第九章第十节。
Proverbs 9:10.
这里说什么呢？
What does it say?
他说敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
中文讲开端，认识神是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
英文讲得很清楚了，认识神是智慧的开始。
So the beginning of wisdom starts with fearing the Lord.
我们可以这样翻译说，认识神是智慧的，我不晓得怎么样翻译，是智慧的精华。
So fearing the Lord is the essence of knowing God.
非常好，是 essence of fearing 这是很好的翻译是智慧的精华。既然我们认识神是智慧的开始。
Since the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
如果不敬畏神的话呢？
Then what if we don't fear the Lord?
换句话说，我们就没有智慧开始了，对不对？
Then there would be no beginning.
这是非常重，是非常重要的事情呢。
So this is a very important truth.
所以所有的事情上，
So in everything,
这个敬畏神是一个根基。
Fearing the Lord is actually the foundation.
在上面建造什么呢？
And on top of it is
我们的智慧，
our wisdom,
我们的聪明，
our knowledge,
我们的谋略。
Our
方法
，our methods
还有其他东西等等
，and everything else。
如果把这敬畏神拿掉的话
，if you take away this foundation, which is the fear of the Lord，
智慧不用谈了
，then there is no sense talking
about wisdom。其他不用谈，对不对
？and there is no sense。
所以敬畏神是最基本的事情。
So you can see that the fear of the Lord is the most basic of all。
换句话说
，in other words，
敬畏神是一切属灵美德的一个重要的基础。
In other words, fearing the Lord is the most basic foundation of all wisdom.
弟兄姐妹，你没有感觉到当你相信耶稣基督的那个时刻开始
？So, have you ever thought about the moment when you first believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
你会感受到你比别人比较聪明一点吗
？You felt perhaps that you are a little bit wiser than everyone else.
如果你真是没有感受到的话
，If you did not feel that way,
你这是要打开心门接受耶稣基督了。
Perhaps we should. Turn our Bibles and receive the Lord.
你的智慧一直一直累积起来，对不对
？And as you build upon your wisdom,
更加比别人更加有觉悟。
And you feel that you have this discernment more than others.
更加明白事理了。
And you have more understanding of the right.
别人看不见的东西
，the things that others don't see,
你看得见。
You can discern them.
因为神给你这样的智慧。
Because God has given us wisdom.
因为你敬畏神。
Because we fear God.
神就把这智慧给你了。
God has given us this wisdom.
圣经讲得很清楚了。
So the Bible is very clear.
所以以前有个人他我们知道过年就是其实是一个龙的故事，对不对？
There is this story from long time ago about celebrating New Year.
他所谓过年的意思说要跨过这个难关年是一个难关。
Crossing the year is also an analogy of crossing a difficulty.
所以怎么样能够冲过这个难关呢
？So how do you cross over this challenge?
他们就想尽了很多的方法。
So they give it a lot of thought.
他们放花炮啊。
perhaps firing firecrackers.
把这个年就是这个龙吓走了，对不对
？So that you scare off.These dragons.
用各种的方法，对不对
There is many methods.
所以我们看见这事情
As we see this,
这是人间的智慧，对不对
This is human methods.
都不能够解释这事，都不能够解决事情的。
But they will not provide ultimate decision.
但是当你敬畏神的时候
But if we fear God,
这些就算不得什么了，对不对
Then these are nothing to compare.
不要把过年当作是一个难关
So crossing a year.As if you're crossing an obstacle.
圣经讲得很清楚，告诉我们说，如果你敬畏神，神就给你智慧、聪明。
And the Bible is very clear that if we only fear the Lord, we will be provided wisdom.
提摩太后书第三章17-18节告诉我们。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verses 17 and 18.
告诉我们说，上帝的话语 给你有智慧与聪明。
Because it says that the word of God gives us wisdom.
不但如此，保罗特别告诉提摩太说。
And Paul said specifically to Timothy.
但我所讲的话，你要思想。
It says, whatever I say, you should give it a lot of thought.
因为圣经给你有得救的智慧。
Because the Bible has given us, a wisdom to understand.
神的话让你有得救的智慧了。
And God's word will give us the wisdom to salvation.
所以我们相信一件事情呢。
So we believe in one thing.
当你真正蒙恩得救开始的那个时刻里面。
The moment when we actually are saved by grace.
你的智慧在那边开始累积了。一直累积起来。
And our wisdom is built from there on.
因为你敬畏神的缘故。
Because we fear the Lord.
今天我们看几个例子，我们告诉我们敬畏神，神怎么样强调这点，说所有的智慧美德都是建立在敬畏神的基础上。
Today we will talk about a few examples about how God has used the fear of the Lord as the beginning of wisdom.
第一个例子讲到亚伯拉罕，大家听过他的名字。
First example is Abraham, and we are quite familiar with this name.
他被称为信心之父。
And he is considered the father of faith.
你知道创世纪最出名的是哪一章吗？
You know what is the most, say, famous chapter of Genesis?
就是22章
That would be chapter 22.
非常出名的一章。
Genesis 22.
它出名在什么地方呢？
And why is it, what is it known for?
不是因为它的字体比较大。
Not only because it is, longer.
那是因为亚伯拉罕把以撒献给神。
But it is known because of the story of Abraham offering his son Isaac.
所以创世纪22章是一个非常出名的一章了。
So, chapter 22 of Genesis is known for this story.
所以在这创世纪22章里面呢。
So in this chapter.
如果你讲这一章的时候。
If you talk about this.
你可以强调亚伯拉罕的信心。
You could stress, Abraham's faith.
你可以强调亚伯拉罕爱神的心。
And you can also talk about the love of Abraham towards God.
你可以强调亚伯拉罕大的信心。
You can emphasize the greatness of Abraham's faith.
还有他奉献的心。
And his heart of sacrifice,
还有顺服神的心
and his obedience,
你都可以讲的
can all be stressed.
但是我们看见当他奉献以撒之后啊
But the moment, after he offered his son Isaac,
神的反应是什么呢
What was God's response?
神并没有说亚伯拉罕啊
God did not say Abraham,
你的信心很大
Your faith is great.
因为你把以撒你的儿子独生的儿子都献给我了
Because you have shown that you have offered your only son Isaac.
他没有说亚伯拉罕啊
God did not say
anything. 你奉献的心智很好。
That your sacrifice, the spirit of your sacrifice is good.
因为你把你独生的儿子都给我了。
Because you have given your only son.
神也没有说因为你爱我的缘故把你的儿子给我了。
And neither did God say because you love me, you've offered me your son.
22章告诉我们什么呢？
Chapter 22.
我知道你是敬畏神，看见吗？
I know that you.Worship God.
我知道你是敬畏神，你没有保留把你独生的儿子，就是你的儿子献给上帝。
He says, I know that you believe and worship me, and you have not withheld your son from me.
所以你看见，因为他敬畏神，就是他顺服神，他的信心，他爱神的根基在这里了。
And God said that, you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
神并没有拿其他方法来称赞亚伯拉罕。
And God did not use any other way to praise Abraham.
只是告诉他说，因为你敬畏神的缘故，这一切你都摆上了。
But God did say because you fear God.
我们看第二个例子。
Here we talk about a second example.
如果你打开约伯记的时候啊。
Turn to Job.
你看见神怎么称赞约伯呢？
What did God call Job?
第一章告诉我们说。
Chapter 1.
他承认了四件事情。
There are four things.
第一，完全。
Entirety.
第二，正直。
Righteousness.
第三是远离恶事。
And departing from evil.
第四是敬畏神。
And number 4 is the fear of the Lord.
当约伯受考验的时候啊。
When Job was tested.
撒旦控告约伯的时候。
When Satan came to test Job.
他怎么讲呢？
What did he say?
他说上帝啊约伯他这样的敬畏你啊并不是没有原因的。
And Satan said to God that Job worships you, there has to be a reason.
为什么撒旦不用别的名称呢？
And why did Satan not call Job in any other way?
为什么不说约伯见了完全不是没有原因的？
He did not say that Job was perfect for some reason.
为什么他不说约伯将政治远离恶事并不是没有原因的？
He did not say that Job shuns evil for some other reason.
他乃是把敬畏神的事情搬出来了。
But he did say the man who fears God.
他说约伯敬畏你啊，是因为你赐福给他。
He says Job fears God because you bless him.
使到他的家业增加，产业增加。
That you have given him prosperity.
所以我们看见一件事情说，撒旦特别说你，因为他敬畏神的缘故，所以神就赐福给他，对不对
？And Satan was very specific that he says Job was blessed because Job feared God.
所以他把其他事情都放在一边。
And he put everything else aside.
把政治
he's being righteous,
把完全
he's being,
把远离恶事
or he's shunning
都放在一边
was secondary.
他把最重要的提出来说因为约伯敬畏你的缘故所以你赐福给他
The most important description of Job was the fact that he was fearing God.
这是个很大的提醒对不对
So this is a great wake-up call.
你这人如果不敬畏神啊
If we do not fear God,
什么事情都可以做的，对不对？
There's nothing else to talk about.
你看旧约时代、新约时代都是发生这样的事情。
And there are many examples in the Old and New Testaments.
所以敬畏神是一个非常重要、一切属灵美德的一个重要的基础。
So the most important foundation and the most beautiful virtue is the fear of God.
当摩西带领这些人过了红海之后啊
，So when Moses led the Jewish people across the Red Sea,
他就唱做了一首诗歌。
And he composed a song.
他就感觉到非常敬畏神。
And he was fearful of God.
他觉得神是可颂可畏的神。
And he said God is to be feared and to be praised.
他从心里面称赞神是可颂可畏的神。
And it was from his heart that he expressed that God is to be feared and to be praised.
他真正的敬畏神了。
And he was truly worshiping God.
我们知道以色列人在旷野四十年的时间漂流。
Now think about the Israelites being in the wilderness for 40 years.
请问他们成功呢还是失败
？Would you consider them successful or a failure?
他们失败。
They failed.
我们可以想象一下。
So we can ponder upon this.
这些以色列人可能比我们看见的事情看得更多更清楚。
The Israelites might have encountered many different environment more than we ever would.
你想想看，他们在出埃及之前呢，他们在埃及就看了十个很大的神迹。
Even before they left Egypt, they encountered the 10 great plagues.
你不要说看十个大的神迹啊。
Not only the 10 great plagues.
你看到一个大的神迹，你的心里面叫你产生敬畏神的心。
But even one plague will cause us to fear and tremble.
但是这些以色列人看到十个大神迹，却是无动于衷。
Now imagine the Egyptians going through Ten plagues. The Israelites having observed that.
这个还不够。
Not only that.
再过个红海。
Having to cross the Red Sea.
走干地啊。
To walk on dry land.
这是个好大的神迹。
That was an immense miracle.
所以我想，他的生命当中，他们一直说：“哎呀，我们这位神啊，是何等的可畏。”
You would imagine that they would feel in their hearts that God is indeed great.
还有在旷野四十年的生活。
Now then, after that, living 40 years in the wilderness.
他们吃的问题。
What they would eat,
住的问题
where they would stay,
神都给他们解决
God provided it all.
如果你我是其中的一员呢
Now if you and I were one of them,
可能一定很受到感动对不对、
we would be greatly moved.
很可惜很遗憾的事情
But it is sad to say,
就是以色列人真是不相信神的作为
But the Israelites did not believe in God's doing.
所以在生命记告诉我们呢
And in the book of Deuteronomy.
他在摩西在临终的时候啊，再一次勉励他们。
Moses once again encouraged the Israelites.
总结这次失败的原因在哪里
？And he concluded that the reason of the failure.
他说以色列人呐、啊、
，is because the Israelites.
神要你们，神向你们所要的是什么呢
？What did God want from the Israelites?
就是敬畏神。
God wanted the Israelites
遵行他的道
and to obey his commandments,
尽心尽意地侍奉他
with all their strength and with all their minds to worship him.
摩西总结以色列人四十年在旷野失败的原因，就是对敬畏神的心不够。
And Moses' conclusion of the 40 years in the wilderness and their failure was due to the fact that they did not fear God.
遇到难处的时候，
when they encountered problems,
想到埃及的好处，
they missed the good times in Egypt.
遇到困难的时候，
whenever they have trouble,
他们就想回埃及了，
and they wanted to go back to Egypt.
我想以色列人在旷野的生活的写照，对我们今天信耶稣的人也是个很大的警惕和提醒。
I would consider that the lives the Israelites lived in the 40 years in the wilderness is a good awakening for how we live our lives today.
Yeah, 有时候我们遇到受点挫折的时候啊。
Perhaps we do encounter problems.
我们遇到苦难的时候。
We have troubles.
我们老是回想到以前的生活是怎么样的。
And then we would think back of the good times in the past.
但是你没有想到以前的生活你怎么样呢？
But have you truly believed?
在你还没有蒙恩的时候。
And consider the times before we were saved.
你在撒旦的权下。
We were under the control of Satan.
你受罪的捆绑。
We were bound by sin.
你没有真正的自由。
We had no freedom.
但是今天真理叫你自由了。
But today truth has set us free.
你就真正得到自由了。
Now today we are truly.
当你有自由生活的时候。
Now that we are free.
耶稣基督释放了我们。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ has set us free.
叫我们做个真正自由的人。
That we are truly made free.
当你遇到稍微难处的时候，
so when we are encountering problems,
是不是你在想回到以前的生活呢？
Do we want to go back to the times before we were saved?
我们看以色列人最后的下场怎么样？
And let us see what was the eventual state of the Israelites.
他们非常的凄凉，对不对？
They were
很难遇到很不好的结果了。
They were encountered a lot of suffering.
因为对神的心不够敬畏。
And the reason, because they did not fear God.
我们求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我再讲一些例子。
Another example.
大卫大家都听过他名字了。
David is a person we know.
大家都有读过他的生平。
And we have learned about his life story.
你知道大卫啊，被扫罗追杀的时候啊。
Now when he was chased by Saul.
大卫有很多机会可以把扫罗王杀死的。
Now David had many opportunities to have retaliated and killed Saul.
为什么大卫为什么不杀扫罗呢？
Now think about why did David not kill Saul?
但这个追杀的人就在他的手上，他为什么不杀他呢？
Now because the enemy who was chasing you is right in front of you, and yet David did not kill Saul.
所以杀扫罗是一个很轻而易举的事情呢。
It would have been very easy for David.
你知道大卫逃难的子啊，就是不敢住在自己的地方，跑到敌人的地方去住了。
Because David was fleeing from Saul, being pursued by Saul, and he had to leave his home.
所以逃难的时候，对大卫讲真是他经历了很多这样的苦难。
And through that journey, David has encountered a lot of hard times.
所以追杀他的人就在他旁边，他有机会杀他，他不杀他。
But when the opportunity came for David to respond and kill Saul, he did not.
原因在哪里呢？
And the main reason?
因为大卫敬畏神。
Because David feared the Lord.
扫罗王虽然不好，但是他是上帝的受膏者。
Although Saul was not a good person, but he was the anointed of God.
所以他生或死不是由人去决定的。
And David felt that whether Saul lives or dies, it is not for him to determine.
哪有神替他负责，神会决定的。
But God will be responsible.
所以在一场跟腓力斯人的征战当中，扫罗。
So during the fight with the Philistines.
所以扫罗王跟这个腓力斯人打仗的时候啊。
Saul was fighting with the Philistines.
敌人非常强大。
And the enemy was stronger.
扫罗王已经无处可逃了。
And Saul was cornered and had nowhere to go.
在征战当中他也受伤了。
And he was hurt in battle.
实际上扫罗王不是战死沙场啊。
And Paul was in that battlefield.
他不是战死在战场上的。
He was not among those in the battle.
他怎么样死的呢？
He did not die in battle.
在他危机的时候啊。
In his danger.
他告诉跟他拿兵器的那个少年人说。
He told a soldier next to him with an arm.
因为他不愿意把这个交在敌人的手中。
He said he did not want to fall in the hands of the enemy.
他说你用刀把我杀死吧。
He said just strike me with your sword and kill me.
跟他拿兵器那个少年，他敢杀他吗？
And did the soldier next to him do so?
不敢杀他。
No, he was afraid.
不敢杀他，因为他知道扫罗王是神的受膏者。
Because the soldier knew that Saul was the anointed of God.
结果呢？因为这个少年不敢杀他。
Because he was not killed by.
扫罗王最后就把这个伏在剑上面自杀死了。
So, Saul killed himself as he fell on the sword.
他拿兵器人跟着也这样自杀了。
And the armor bearer next to him also killed himself.
后来呀、啊，有一个人就报告消息了。
So someone spread the news.
那是一个亚玛利人。
A Samaritan.
他想要拿到大卫的奖赏。
He wanted to get the bounty or the.
来到大卫，告诉大卫说，扫罗王已经死了。
So this person told David that King Saul has been killed.
大卫很仔细的问他啊。
And David was very careful in interrogating.
你真的是亲眼看见他死了吗
？He said, "Did you truly see for yourself that Saul?"
是的，他说我亲眼看见他死了。
And he said, "Yes, he did see."
其实他讲的都不是真的了，对不对？他要得奖赏嘛，对不对？啊。你是那个拿兵器的人吗
？And he said, "Are you the armor bearer?"
啊，他也说他是那个拿兵器的人，对不对
？And this person said he was.
但是他其实要骗大卫说，要得到大卫的奖赏。
But he was not telling the truth.
但后来怎么样呢
？And how did it end?
那个亚玛利人告诉大卫说，我亲自把怎么样，把扫罗王杀死了。
The Samaritan made up his own story and said he.Killed Saul himself.
因为他认为说扫大卫王，那个扫罗王是大卫的仇敌，所以我把你仇敌杀死了，你应该欢喜啊，啊，你应该给我奖赏，对不对
？And he made up this story, thinking that David would have given him a prize for killing Saul, who is David's enemy.
大卫有没有给他奖赏呢
？But did David give a prize to this person?
没有。
No.
人来。人来
，and David summoned his people.
他说：“把这个人拉出去杀了吧。”
Let's take this man from my sight and kill him.
为什么呢
？Why?
他杀了耶和华的受膏者。
Because he killed the anointed of God.
大卫敬畏神了，别人也不容许任何人杀害这个扫罗这个耶和华的受膏者。
So we could see the extent of David's fear of the Lord. He did not allow.Anyone to lay a hand on the anointed of God.
也许如果这个人不报信的话，不告诉大卫的话，还可以多活几年，对不对
？So if this Samaritan did not bring that news and made up his own story,
他是为了一点，为了一点的金钱，结果自己给丧死在刀下了。
So because he wanted to make up his story in order to get a prize, he had to be killed.
所以今天我们提醒我们自己啊。
So we should remind ourselves.
包括我们的每一个人。
Every one of us,
敬畏神的信息是像非常需要的、啊、
The fear of the Lord is a message we all badly need.
非常重要的事情。
And it is very important.
你想想看呢、啊、
So as we think about,
今天我们是属神的人，对不对
？That today we are people of God.
我们敬畏神
，We fear God.
我们就不敢随便做一些神不喜欢的事情了。
Therefore, we do not do things that are displeasing to God.
也说我们说神是有慈爱的。
Because God is love.
但是你不要忘记，神也是公义的。
But do not forget, God is just.
他会自行审判的。
And he will make justice.
刚才有小徐的祷告非常好。
I was moved by the prayer earlier by sister.
神的恩典是白白的。
That God's grace is free.
他为你，耶稣基督为你白白钉死在十字架上。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ gave us His life.
你只要信靠他，你就得救了。
And all we need is to accept Him.
但是他的恩典不是廉价的，这个很重要了。
But His salvation is not costless.
有这白白的恩典呢、啊，这是我们就把它当作是廉价的了。
Because His salvation is free, but it is not costless.
就不当一回事了，对不对
？So we should not look upon it lightly.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
保罗告诉我们说。
And Paul said,
亲爱的弟兄啊
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们既然有这等的应许
Because of this promise to us,
就应该做什么呢
What do we need to do?
洁净自己
We have to sanctify ourselves
洁净自己
Let us purify ourselves
除去身体灵魂一切的污秽
That we should purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit
然后呢
Then
敬畏神
Perfecting holiness out of reverence for God.
然后 得以成圣。
That we may be holy.
所以换句话说，敬畏神跟圣洁的生活是有密切的关系的。
So the fearing of the God of God is correlated with perfecting holiness.
彼得也告诉我们说，
Peter also said,
纯敬畏神的心啊。
From the fear of the Lord,
过我们在世的日子，过我们在世界上的日子。
That we should live our lives in this world.
纯敬畏神的心很重要，对不对？
Through a life of fearing the Lord.
只有启示录也告诉我们说。
And even in Revelations.
那些在永恒里面赞美神的人呢、啊、
？Those praising God in eternity.
那些都是敬畏神的人。
Are those who fear God.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
今天我们怎么样生活？
How do we live our lives today?
怎么样得神的喜悦？
How do we please God?
我们看我们敬畏神的态度是怎么样的？
It depends on how we fear Him.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, knowing, Lord, that you are a holy God, and we should seek to be holy as you are holy. And the beginning of pursuing this holiness, Lord, is to fear you.Fearing you is the beginning of wisdom, and upon which everything else will be built, that we may live a life that is pleasing before you. As we come before you, we pray that your mercy be upon us, and your cleansing be upon us, and your healing be upon those who need healing, and your guidance be upon those who need guidance, and your mercy be upon those who need love.As we celebrate today, Lord, in all the festivities of the Chinese New Year, help us not forget that in every single day we walk humbly before you, that we may fear you in all that we do. In Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 谢谢